Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Hallelujah! He will never leave you nor forsake you. Even when you are on your own, he will come to you. And that is what makes him the good shepherd. Are you excited about that? That gives you security in Jesus. It gives you the freedom. As a sheep, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So he will come after you. And then what? He will comfort you. What is he going to use to comfort you? His rod and his staff. He will use it to comfort you. How do you feel comfort? How do you feel comfort? Yeah, sometimes, you know, we have all taught that it means that you use the rod to lash you. Like the Koli Koli people do. Take the rod, say that you are on your own way, and then you will lash your pow. You know? But I like to understand it this way. That the rod in his hand, when I look at it, it's a comfort for me. Although I'm in the valley of the shadow of death. Because I know that if death is coming, the rod is there. He will use the rod against those who are not for me. Hallelujah! That's powerful. Will God leave you alone in the belly of the whale? No! He will be with you. Will the Spirit of God leave you when you go your own way? No! He will be with you and he will try to bring you to the right way. And if the wolf, they are trying to come against you, he is going to use his rod against them. Hallelujah! So I look at his rod and I say that, woe to my enemies. Hallelujah! Because in trying to walk his path, sometimes we mix it with our own flair and our own things in such a way that the wolf should come for us. He says that, no, I will defend you. I will defend you. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, let us not be too righteous in inverted commas. Have you not gone astray knowing that you've gone astray and you were in the middle of doing something bad? And there seemed to be a hand that came and took you out. And something bad should have happened to you because you disobeyed God and went on that trip and chose that program. But you see that in the midst of it, God shields you from those who want to die you, who want to kill you.
Hallelujah.
Of course, you come out and then you have maybe some scratches because you walked at the side of the bush. And then you were caught in the thicket by your horn. So you come out with some lacerations on you. But death, no. He will not allow you to die. I said he will not allow you to die. Ladies and gentlemen, he is such a good shepherd that he doesn't only rely upon your prayer to do anything for you. Amen. When he sees you are going to die, he will snatch you from death. Amen. And put you in a safe place, and he would help you on the path of righteousness that he wants you to be on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have said to people that me, if even you are my enemy and you are in a pit, you are in a pit and there are snakes in a pit. Maybe you haven't seen them. There are snakes in the pit. A pit is a bad place. The snake will kill you, sting you, and you will die. I won't wait for you to say, save me. You understand that? Human as I am, I'll reach out. No matter, even if you don't leave me to die, leave me to. Have you seen people like that? They say, I'll hang myself. Leave it. Will you leave him to die? Will you answer his prayer? Human as you are, you won't let the devil die some people. You understand that expression? You won't let the devil kill some people. He is a good shepherd. And although you are in the valley, he sees as a low place of the shadow of death. It means that death is near and he has cast the shadow. The next one is die. He says that I will not be afraid because your rod will go against die. Will go against the enemy who is trying to kill me. He will defend you. God will defend you. As for God, if he sees that you want to, you're on the path of suicide, that this path you are taking, this minister or this woman of God or this man of God, where he's going, even if he says, I'm tired, I want to die, God will say, no, you will not die. You will not die. He will pick you up, he will take the rope and throw it away and take you to the police station. How dare you take your own life? Hallelujah. He is a good shepherd. Can we say a good shepherd? Jesus, our shepherd, is a good shepherd. He will not leave you when death is coming. He will not leave you. He will let you die. Hallelujah. Somebody says, if you don't fear death, why do we have to? We like heaven, we don't fear death. We fear death, but we like heaven. That through death you will go to heaven and things like that. Not necessarily so. Anytime somebody tells you that, tell him not necessarily so. Because there was a man who walked with God and God took him alive to heaven. Listen, the gateway to heaven is not death. Do you understand what we call the law of first mention in interpreting the Bible? That is a picture that makes us to understand that if you walk with God, if he's your shepherd, and he wants you to go to heaven, you don't have to die to go to heaven. He can take you to heaven. Haven't you gone to heaven before? Yes, you can go. Hallelujah. If he wants us to go to heaven, he can take us to heaven without dying. During the rapture, wouldn't that take place? Yes. Those who are alive and remain, they will go to heaven without dying. So why do we say that death is the doorway to heaven? Not necessarily so. Elijah went to heaven by a whirlwind without dying. And he appeared to Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. Look at Elijah. Went to heaven without dying. Death is not the doorway to heaven. So he will save you from death. Death up till now is an enemy. Hallelujah. Amen. We shouldn't be happy with death. Because through him, we have life and immortality. Hallelujah. Wonderful. So he's going to lift you up. His rod. You look at the rod. He said, try me. Yes, I've gone astray. But my shepherd is with me. You want to destroy me because I've chosen a wrong path. I've sinned. But I can call upon his name. And he's going to appear to me. And he's going to bring his rod. And when I see his rod, it will be a comfort to me. Because I know nobody can stand against his rod. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the... Hallelujah. Amen. Hey! Do you know where this is taking place? In the valley of the shadow of death. Yeah. So the rod and the staff, they came around to comfort you. And then he said, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Hallelujah. Wow. What wonderful words. In the presence of my enemies, you prepare me a banqueting table. The enemy will be annoyed. Yes, the enemy will be annoyed. He prepared a banqueting table. In the presence, the enemy was there. And that is where you have to be very brave as a sheep, because there are circumstances we are going to meet in life where you see that the enemy is not necessarily taken away. The enemy is right in your presence, not behind you or at your side. It's in front of you, and he bears the teeth and rest and eat. You can even advance a little, will you like some? And then you eat. Hey! What is God trying to do? Ladies and gentlemen, God is trying to use all things to work together for your good. Yes, because you love him. Listen, practically, we go astray. Sometimes we take a course which we shouldn't have taken. You know, God wanted you to do this, you didn't do that. Like, God wants you to marry, God would have laughed, you know, if you married somebody and you didn't. You went to marry another person. Haven't you gone astray? You've gone astray. But will he leave you? Will he say go and divorce? No, he said I hate divorce. So he has to prepare a table there. You can't divorce that man, but you can still enjoy your life. Hallelujah. Because marriage is for life. Some of the programs we take, they are for life. You understand that? Because I know somebody wanted to be a lawyer, but he didn't tend to be a lawyer. He became something else. Does it mean that now you should go and do law? What if he has to, he can go and do it, but it's not very necessary. You can trust God in that valley. Although it's not the best situation, he can still prepare you a table and you can make the best out of the worst. You can have lemonade out of the sour grapes. Your husband is a wife beater, but you can handle the situation to a point where you can just have some lemonade and he will help you. Hallelujah. He will help you. Some people rush into the ministry, they should not rush. So should they pull out? And all? If they can, they have boldness, they should pull out and get themselves ready. But they can still trust God. You understand that? That's why I taught you some time ago that there are some shepherds after God's heart. They are some too. They are not really after his heart, but he is just trying to manage the situation. God is like that. He will manage you. He will manage you. That makes him good. That makes him good. Because there are some situations we can't reverse. We can't reverse. Wow. But we can trust him that you can prepare me a table in the presence of my enemies. So there comes your husband, your wife beating husband in his presence. You are still eating, feeding. You are happy. Hallelujah. He can make you happy in the marriage. Oh, I'm telling you. There you see that, Lord, you are with me. And when your husband, wife beater tries you, his rod, they comfort you. They don't try. Yes. A person who is protecting me, he has a rod. If you beat me, something may happen to you. Maybe in the night he will use his rod. Just your head. And anytime you touch your wife, you see that. If you are wise, you see that anytime you insult her, there is a warning. Not necessarily something bad. God is so good sometimes. We don't understand. But something happens. There's a certain scratch. Hallelujah. Wonderful. So he is so good. He will prepare you a table in the presence of your enemy. Because you are in the valley of the shadow of death. And you, he says, yeah, do I walk? I, you are the one who is walking now. I am walking. I've gone there. But he is going to preserve me and protect me. Prepare me a table in the presence of my enemies. There are two ways that you handle enemy situations. Two ways. Let's not forget this. Two ways. Any situation you don't like, there are two ways of handling it. One, ignore it. And two, fight it. You must know which battles to ignore and which ones to fight. You must know which enemies to ignore. This one, he says that you commit the battle to God and ignore him. He will be in your presence and roaring at you, you know. But you ignore, you are eating. Person is insulting you, doing what he likes, threatening you and all that. You are eating, you are eating. You are going about your normal life. Hallelujah. That's ignore it. You ignore the person to a certain point, you will stop the fight. Because there will be no fight if you hit me and I don't hit back. Yeah, there will be no fight. If you hit me and I don't hit back, there is no fight. It is when you provoke me, the situation provokes me, the undesirable condition provokes me, and I reply, that it has got him. So you two take it. Then you two will give it to him. You two take it. You two give. If you don't take it, there are some situations you shouldn't fight. You will fight it for life. It's better you ignore. Look, you can be handicapped. You understand that? In a certain area. Fine. But you can live your life, can't you? Yes, you can live your life. You can have a bad health situation. Two ways. You can fight it or you can ignore it. Hallelujah. If you ignore it and you focus on Jesus, grace can be released. And you see that, now I don't feel the pain again. I didn't fight it though. I just left it. Have you left situations and the situations have resolved themselves before? No, there is conflict. Have you left it and then the thing has resolved itself? So there are battles that God will not necessarily take away from before you. There are enemies, problems that he may not necessarily take them away from before you, but he will give you such a peace about it that in the presence of that sickness, diabetes or whatever, you can still do your work. Go to work, do your ministry, whatever thing, you can still do it. And it will not have power over you. And the wonderful thing is that some of these things that God wants you to ignore, when you ignore them, they will go away. Because he will take the battle and he will fight it himself. Because it's an enemy he wants around. Just to remind you of some things. Next time, don't go astray. Pass my path. You know, something little to buffet you. But still, you can perform what he has mandated you to perform. It will not be an obstacle, financial obstacle, whatever thing there is.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah. So two ways, there are some battles. Please don't pray about it. When I say that, I mean don't fight it. Like every morning you wake up, you are fighting. There are some battles, if you do that, they get more vim. You understand that? Just ignore it and let God lead you. Because sometimes you can have problems. Instead of praying about problems, you are praying about something. You come here and say, let's pray for the peace of the Holy Land. Hey, we are in Ghana praying for the peace of the Holy Land. What is that going to do for us? But if we are going to let God lead us, listen to the vibrations of heaven, the heart of heaven, and we are going to buy into the kingdom prayer going on there, and we are going to complete the prayer circuit here, God is going to take care of certain situations just by itself. Hallelujah. But sometimes when you are overly concerned too much, grace doesn't come there. You are too concerned about your children. Hey, mosquito will bite them. Hey, this, hey, that. Too much of it. Too much of it. They will lack grace. Hallelujah. What are you saying, that you should just be responsible? No, that's not what I'm saying. I said too much of it. Hallelujah. Because God wants to come in. Sometimes in the presence of enemies, he'll give you a good life, a wonderful life. Hallelujah. Let's finish it. He says what? You anoint my head with oil. That is even what is going to anoint the enemy in the valley of the shadow of death. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Can we talk about this? Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a little highlight. Why is it that he anoints just the head and not the rest of the body of the sheep? Says, you anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Why did Jesus Christ die in the place of the skull? It's called Golgotha, a place of the head. He died there and his holy blood touched our heads over there. Why is he concerned about this? Because in this life, your success in life, it depends practically on your head, not your heart. On your head, not your heart. Hallelujah. Hey, that is why you can have somebody that God will be speaking to. I mean, he is very rich. You see, the spirit. He has some things in the spirit. Every time he wake up and he says that, there is something in my spirit. And things like that. But, Selah, that is all that his life is. Because he doesn't let his mind synchronize with his spirit. So that what is in his spirit is decoded by the mind and made practical on the ground. So he says that he anoints your head so that your head will hear well. So that what? Your head will see well. Next time you won't go there. You do something about your head. It's wonderful, isn't it? That the prodigal son went astray, came back, and the father didn't rebuke him, embraced him, and all that. Remember Jesus' parable? Embraced him and pampered him, but he gave him the fatted calf. He didn't know he was giving him bones to chew. Maturity, maturing him. So the next time he won't go on that expedition again. In the valley of the shadow of death. Have you watched Lion King before? That place where they said that. George, you have watched it. The place where Mufasa said that Simba should not go because it's beyond his kingdom and there are hyenas there. You remember, together with Kiara, they went with Zazu and they tricked Zazu and went there. But Mufasa is like God. He came like Jesus. He came there and roared against the hyenas. He said, oh, I didn't know. He says, oh, no, I didn't know. You should watch Lion King. I still watch it. In fact, Christmas, I watch Lion King. It's one of my best. It's so nice. The hyenas, you know, he says, one time they told the hyenas that they should be prepared. You remember Scar? Be prepared. Be prepared. You remember the song? And they were marching. Be prepared. One of the hyenas said, prepared for what? And then he said, for the death of the king. And the hyena said, why? Is he sick? I said, no. You are going to kill the king. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's wonderful. Scar said, I'm among Gideons. He said, you are one of us. Because you are among us. You are one of us. Simple. Josh too has enjoyed the series. If we think that. He's only, so when you close like that, unless I don't have money, I give him money. Do you know why? Because when I was a child, I was just around George. George, how old are you? 11. Good. Like this, I was attending every meeting, speaking big English. I thought that he would take me. When we close, I'll go and serve on the altar. And then when we close, oh, where's the small boy? And then they will take me. That's why I go for service, right? Because I'll get money. But we have grown, not so. We have grown. It's good. So he anoints our head. Jesus, he will comfort you. He will do everything, but he will correct you. He will correct you in a nice way. You understand that? There will be lacerations on your head and all that. But he will anoint it with oil. Anoint it with oil. So that you can see properly. You can hear properly. You can taste properly. And you can follow him properly. Hallelujah. Anointing is wonderful. It makes us to carry unreasonable load. There are some loads which are unreasonable. Especially in Africa, you need more anointing to do everything. Yeah, it's very important. You need anointing to do everything. In this part of the nation, you need anointing where other people don't need anointing. Where people in Accra will just use. You have to be very anointed to survive. And sometimes you think that you are not good. It's not that. The terrain where you are, I'm telling you, you are bearing an unreasonable load. Because if you put these children who are hawking in the streets and all that, it's unreasonable for children to be selling by the roadside. So you have to be anointed. There are some conditions that it's not good for your age to be exposed to that. If you are not anointed and you are exposed to that, you will get destroyed. By the time you grow up, you see, you have become wicked. Either wicked, the thing has affected you that bad. Because you were not anointed in that circumstance, in that hardship, in that valley. You were not anointed. So the thing, it burns your head. The flame kindles over you. But when you are anointed, you see, it helps. It suits you a little bit. So that you come out of the valley and then you are not scratched. You know, the smoke doesn't smell on you. Because you were anointed in that valley. May God anoint us. The good shepherd is going to anoint us so that we bear unreasonable burden. Sometimes your parents die and you have to fend for yourself. Sometimes people that you are looking up to, they disappoint you big time. And suddenly you have the load of your whole life on your head. They couldn't take you to school. They couldn't give you that exposure. They couldn't build you a house. They couldn't do a lot of things for you. You have to bear all this. If you don't take care, you die early. Because the load, you started fending for yourself too early. It's abnormal. When you are not anointed as a young person and you are going through those hardships, the valley of the shadow of death, it can have a bad effect on you. So the anointing is for us to bear unreasonable load, burden, that it will not hurt us. Hallelujah. And he will anoint you. Let's finish it. Last verse. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Please get the picture. Goodness and mercy is following you. Where are your enemies? Where are your enemies? Where are your enemies? They are before you. The verse before says that the enemies are before you, right? But goodness and mercy is following you. So, are you afraid of your enemy? You are not afraid. So, you advance towards your enemy. As you go, the enemy is going back. But it's still before you. But goodness and mercy is following you. All the days of your life. All the days of your life. Not some of the days of your life. All the days of your life. Hallelujah. That is our expectation as the sheep of Jesus. All the days of our lives, we should expect goodness and mercy. If something is following you and you think it's bad luck, look back and say, you are goodness and you are mercy and you are following me. Not some of the days of my life, all the days of my life. Hallelujah. Amen. Expect that. Expect that. No matter what is behind you, no matter how bad it is, see it as goodness and mercy following you, because you turn it to bless you. Hallelujah. And last of all, he says that I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Do you know the house of the Lord? The house of the Lord is Jesus himself. God lives in Jesus. He says, and I will dwell. All of this is to end up in us dwelling in Jesus forever. Forever. We will so be in Jesus that when he appears, we will appear with him. Never forget that your destination is Jesus. Because that is where you began. And that is where you are going to end up. He's going to put all things in heaven and on earth together, even in him, because he called us from in him. So never forget, if he's your shepherd, feed on all the in hims in the Bible. In Christ Jesus, in Christ, in him. That is your destination. That is where we are going to be. Are you going to be in heaven forever? I don't think so. But I know that I'm going to be in Jesus forever. Because where he is, there we will be also. Hallelujah. Amen. So that we don't leave his house. We don't leave being in Jesus. He wants us to be in him. Hallelujah. You came from heaven to earth.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.